We all wonder what's the right time to buy or sell a home. But shouldn't it really be based on what's the right time for you, right? And what your family needs. Equally important is hiring the right agent. Consider Kari Kohler and the Kohler Group, having a knowledgeable real estate agent by your side to advise you in this, let's be honest, really changing marketplace. That's key. Someone like Kari, who has extensive experience both listing and both selling homes in the communities that you'd like to live in, that provides you a real advantage. Let Kari simplify the home buying process to make it easier, less stressful to find the home that fits your style and budget. That's why the Kohler Group is the realtor group that clients trust most and recommend most. Whether you're moving to a neighboring town, across the country, or even the globe, the entire thing, the Kohler Group has the global relocation capabilities to be your guide. Call 630-587-4700, 630-587-4700, or visit thekohlergroup.com. The Kohler Group, where experience makes all the difference. And we've talked about retiring medical debt in the past in Cook County. Turns out we were on the forefront of this movement. And we got the folks from RIP Medical Debt to talk about what's happening in Connecticut, New Jersey, some other places too. Daniel Lempert joins us right now. Daniel, thanks for hopping on the program with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
I know the story went out that Connecticut was doing all this debt stuff. It was all going to be gone. And I know there were some inaccuracies about the original reporting. And I know the state of New Jersey has been working with RIP Medical Debt as well. Tell us a little bit about what you know is happening in these two states.
Sure thing. So yeah, we've been chatting with both local governments. As you said, this started in Cook County, and initially a lot of local governments and counties and cities have been leveraging American Rescue Plan Act funds from the federal government, and one creative use of those funds is, as you said, debt abolishment, specifically medical debt abolishment, and that's powered by our nonprofit RIP Medical Debt. And as you probably know as well, there's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape when it comes to government, which makes sense. So as it stands in New Jersey, there's been talk since last year of appropriating about $10 million. A little bit thereafter, also Connecticut has been chatting with us, and they recently announced the governor there, Ned Lamont, spoke up of appropriating $6.5 million. And then obviously we would leverage those funds for debt abolishment. In both cases, we have not signed a contract. We have not signed a contract with a state yet, although we are getting quite close. So a lot of these announcements are sort of reflective of that bureaucracy, right? There's sometimes a city council group or some sort of other element of the local government needs to first, you know, appropriate these funds, then it needs to pass the legislature, et cetera. So that's why there's been some announcements, but maybe, you know, the debt abolishment isn't actually realized yet. But once we sign those contracts, then we can actually start leveraging those funds for debt abolishment.
Well, that's great. And thanks for clarifying that. So then let's say contracts are signed, or you can just explain what happens in Cook County. You use funds that have been allocated by the government, by the federal government, and you take that money and you essentially do what with it?
Sure. So, yeah, I think Cook County is a great example. In Cook County, they partitioned $12 million. And because of the way medical debt is bought and sold in this country, and specifically our group is a charity, right? So we're focusing on erasing debts for individuals who are most financially burdened. So for us, that means individuals primarily who are four times or below the federal poverty level. So in that case, these are debts belonging to people who simply can't pay them, right? And these debts are being bought and sold in these large bundled portfolios very cheaply. The idea being that if I was a for-profit entity, I would pay very little for these debts, and then I would try to collect the face value amount of maybe 30 or 40% of what I bought. Because I bought it so inexpensively, I would make a profit. So we leveraged that design of the system, the for-profit system, and obviously we're not trying to make a profit. We're using donations to erase these debts, and then we notify individuals. So in that case in Cook County, we're using this $12 million and we're going to local hospitals in the area and we're saying, hey, can we collaborate with you? Can we purchase your medical debts that belong to this specific subgroup of people? We sort of ask for those funds from the local government as we find qualifying medical debt. We purchase it. We make announcements with the local government body and very often also the healthcare provider. And then we send out letters to individuals out of the blue, basically letting them know that their debt has been erased, their debt or debts have been erased, the ones that we were able to access. And if it was affecting their credit score, it's been removed, and they are free and clear of the financial and emotional burden of this medical debt.
It's amazing. Now, people can't, like, apply for it as of now. You kind of just target specific areas or different levels of, as you mentioned, the poverty levels, et cetera, and people just kind of find out with a letter in the mail. How much, first of all, did I get that correct?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely on the money, and that's an important dimension of this work. Yeah, people cannot apply. It's really a function of who qualifies, and then whose debt we're able to get from local providers.
What is the purchasing power? Like $12 million, how much debt can that potentially erase, even if it's not an exact number? Like, ballpark it for me.
Totally, yeah, yeah. So with Cook County, and we did some back-of-the-napkin math, and this is very much an estimate based on all sorts of things, you know, how many local providers are in the area, you know, the sort of rural-urban divide. We know that communities of color have more medical debt than white ones. So we sort of take that all into account, and in Cook County, we've estimated that that $12 million will erase somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion of face value medical debt.
So, like, 1% of the total cost of it?
Yeah, just about. As these debts are, the older the debt is, the sort of cheaper it is to buy, and obviously as we're buying in bulk, which is what we do, that makes it sort of drives the price down even farther. But yeah, it's an incredible bang for your buck, so to speak.
And the creditors will, is it the hospital that's selling it to you, or is it the creditors who have already purchased the debt selling it to you?
So yeah, we buy from both, or directly from providers, and then also from what we call the secondary debt market. So that's like a collection agency or a debt buyer who has already purchased it from a provider. But increasingly, we're going directly to hospitals, physicians groups, ambulance groups, et cetera, and getting the debt directly from them.
And can you remind us again why they're willing to sell it for so cheap? Is it because they know they're not going to get it in the long run?
Yeah, well, when we go to providers like a hospital, you know, the majority of hospitals in this country are nonprofits, and honestly, they were not built to pursue debts, right? They're, you know, hospitals exist to help people, you know, get better. And because of our healthcare system and all sorts of different issues with insurance, with, you know, sort of loose regulations, we're in this scenario where the burden just happens to fall more often than not on the patient. And so, you know, your average hospital will try to collect from the patient, but they're not really set up to do that. And so we come along and we say, hey, we'll pay a market rate for these debts, which, as I said before, is even if we were a for-profit entity, they're quite cheap. And because we are targeting the specific group, these individuals who are sort of least able to pay, you know, the providers understand that, like, they're not going to really get a lot from this. So we're certainly not making any hospitals rich by working with them.
Right.
But they get a little something off the top, and they get to support a community benefit, which is, you know, an element of all hospitals sort of work with the community, right? They should be both providing care and making care more accessible to the community, certainly nonprofit hospitals. And then we get the benefit of removing this burden from individuals in the community. Ideally, it's both removing this financial and emotional burden, but we also know that, like, when these debts are gone, it increases the likelihood that someone does seek out health care in the future when they need it, right? So there's re-engagement with the system.
It makes perfect sense to me, and I love it, and I love the idea that for pennies on the dollar, you can erase people's debt. It's a nonprofit that you guys are operating, so you rely on donations or, again, these government funds that have already been allocated to the cities or the municipalities you're working on. This is a weird question. Is there a point in which hospitals are most likely that secondary debt market becomes wise to it, and the debt that you'd have to buy would cost more? Like, you've almost changed the marketplace of how much debt is because they know someone out there may buy it from them.
Yeah, I know. It's an interesting point. I think the scale of the debt crisis is so large that, like, even though we are I'm throwing around millions and billions, right? Like, there's probably over $200 billion of medical debt. I mean, the last estimate was from Kaiser Family Foundation a few years back at $195 billion.
So it's a drop in the bucket.
You know, over 100 million people. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be able to influence the market that hard. And as I said, no one's getting rich. No one's really getting rich off of working with us. It really is that community benefit element and, you know, increasing the reuptake of healthcare usage.
Right. Daniel, I could talk about this for hours. We're just out of time. Someone really quickly, 773, texted in. Is there a way to find out if your debt was erased in Cook County in case you threw the letter away?
If you threw the letter away, you can visit our website, ripmedicaldebt.org. And there's a contact form. And on that form, I think you'll probably have to use the general inquiry one. Each letter has a unique identifier, which is helpful in finding if someone was relieved. But we can also use names, addresses, stuff like that. So certainly get in touch if you think you threw it out.
All right. Daniel, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.